Welcome to the AgBiz Cast, where we share inspiring stories of young beginning and small farmers. Listen to hear from our AgBiz Masters graduates about their farming operations and advice for those looking to start their own business.
My name is Iris Peters, and with me today is Sydney Kuhn, owner and general manager of Kuhn Orchards and an AgBiz Masters graduate. Sydney, thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll get started with the questions. So Sydney, could you tell our listeners about your operation, just some history and how you got started with it?
Well, Kuhn Orchards is a diversified orchard and produce farm. We're just west of Gettysburg in Adams County. We grow mostly tree fruits, peaches, nectarines, pears, apples, berries, some vegetables, and cut flowers on about 120 acres. We sell our produce at 9 tailgate farmers markets in the Northern Virginia and DC metro area. And we also do some wholesale to roadside stands in the Mid-Atlantic region. I myself am the fifth generation of my family to own and operate the same land. And I transitioned into sole ownership and management of the operation for my parents in 2012. I'm responsible for general management, and I also take care of management of our sales and marketing. And my husband is the production manager. Both of my parents are still involved on a semi-retired basis, and they have advisory roles as they are quickly getting near their 70s. So they now have the leeway to take off days off when they want to and don't carry the responsibilities of making the decisions.
Nice, thank you for sharing. So can you tell us why you enjoy farming, operating an agricultural business, and what inspires you to stay in that business?
I enjoy that I get to sometimes work outdoors, maybe not as much as I'd like, but, and there's also a physical and a mental part of the work involved in what I do, and no two days are ever the same. I also enjoy growing and selling really, really good produce. There's nothing better than a customer at market coming back the next week and telling you that those peaches they bought were the best they've ever had in their life. I worked in land preservation, land use for about 5 years after I graduated college, and quickly realized that sitting at a desk or working on a computer most of the time was not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, so I returned to the family operation. My staff and employees also keep me very motivated because I feel that they are very committed to what we do. And for many of them, especially our H2A workers, their job here with our business is the main source of income for their whole family. So that keeps me very motivated to do what I do every day.
Thank you. And so this is, you said your fifth generation you are in running the business? So what was the biggest challenge in kind of taking over the family business?
Yes. My biggest challenge was probably building up my self-confidence and believing that I was capable of taking over ownership of my family's operation and getting over the fear of possibly failing. Also feeling that I needed to prove to everyone else, you know, my parents, our employees, our customers, that I was capable of owning and managing the business and not just taking over ownership just because I was a family member or my parents were giving it to me or any of that kind of thing. Of course, there were some challenges in developing and executing our transition plan as far as transfer of management responsibilities and purchasing the land and assets from my parents, but we worked with a great team of advisors, which included our attorney, accountant, loan officers, transition consultant, and they did an amazing job in helping us figure out the whole transition.
Really nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this can be kind of a tough question whenever I ask it. So if you want to share just one or maybe a couple answers, but what has been your favorite memory from the business over the years?
Yeah. So there's a couple things. Number one is probably the successful transition of the operation from my parents to myself. Certainly signing all those large mortgage notes for million plus, and realizing what is on the line when you do that is very memorable, but very satisfying. The second thing probably was when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture visited our farm, because he wanted to recognize my family for all the conservation practices we've implemented over the years. We've always felt very strongly that preserving and maintaining healthy land, soil, air, water, wildlife habitat is part of our responsibility as the temporary stewards of our land, and that we want to make sure that it's here for the next generation to farm. Probably the third thing was marrying my husband, who's also our production manager, in the orchard on a very beautiful spring day, when all the fruit trees were in full bloom, and you know, having all our staff and friends and family and everyone there. So those are probably my three favorite memories of since I took over ownership of the business.
That's really sweet. Thank you so much for sharing that. So you kind of talk about, yeah, with your husband, and then the future of the land. So what do you envision for the future of your business?
Yeah, I feel that currently we've kind of found our niche and good balance in growing a diversity of crops and having multiple income streams, but not being so diverse that we get spread, our resources get spread too thin. So kind of like where we're at right now, I think, is a great balance. But I am always cognizant that things change and you have to be ready and willing to adapt to that change and see it as an opportunity. I certainly never would have thought that we'd be selling fruit through an online store, but that was an adaptation we had to make to remain successful during COVID. Yeah, so that was something I don't think I would have envisioned 5 years ago. And another thing definitely in the future is that my husband and I need to start planning for what the next transition of the farm will look like when it's time for us to step back. I know it feels like we just transitioned into our roles and seems so soon to be talking about that, but it is important to always have that in your mind.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yes. So you're an AgBiz master's graduate. So can you tell us in your own words, what does AgBiz master's teach young and beginning farmers like yourself?
Yes. AgBiz master's teaches you the importance of understanding the farm finances and financial situation. Farm finances are so different from other industries because of, you know, your large investment in assets, machinery and land, looking at depreciation, seasonal and market price fluctuations, and all that. And AgBiz Masters is really tailored to help you understand finances from an ag perspective. And you can be the best producer there is, but if you aren't making money off of what you produce or not getting good return on assets or carrying the proper debt ratio, your business will not be sustainable. And AgBiz Masters helped me, you know, understand all those things and how to apply them to my farm situation.
Mm-hmm. So you did touch on this a little. How did AgBiz Masters help you improve the operation after completing the program? And did you see any changes in your operation?
Well, it helped me understand the financial part of the farm transition, so that we made sure it was done to the greatest economic advantage to my parents, the business entity, and myself. I'm now able to make well-thought decisions about things like what capital investments can be made and when they should be made, how much working capital I need to have each season. I also feel, you know, I can now have productive conversations with my accountant, my loan officers about our farm finances, because I actually understand them. I understand the terms they're using and all that.
Great, thank you. So one last question before we wrap up today. What piece of advice do you have for younger beginning farmers that are looking to start their own business?
The first thing that piece of advice would be to have a good advisory team. Whether you're starting a business from scratch or transitioning into a family business, having a good team with attorney, accountant, loan officers, business consultant, et cetera, is very important. And also take that time to write that business plan. I know it's not an enjoyable task, but it is important. It will help get your thoughts on paper and be able to present that to the important people on your advisory team. The second thing is, if you grew up in a family farm operation or thinking about future ownership of the business, make sure that you spend 3 to 5 years, something like that, working for another business or businesses or traveling to see other operations or getting a secondary education, something off of your family's operation. Broadening your horizons and seeing how things work outside of your own family's operation will help you figure out if you do indeed want to take over the family business, and then you're not just taking it over because of family expectations or just because it's there. I think it's really important to have that drive to want to be part of that business. The third thing is, I think transitioning into ownership is more successful if you have a financial commitment and obligation involved, that you have to buy into the operation instead of mom and dad just gifting the operation to you. It does not have to be, a full market value, but I think it's important to have some skin in the game, to take on some risk. So that's a good motivator to be successful. The last thing I thought of was, I think it's important to join some peer groups, take advantage of educational opportunities like AgriBiz Masters, industry meetings, conferences. You'll quickly find out that the challenges you're facing are not just yours alone. I also think don't let fear of failure stop you from trying something new or different. We all have failures, but it is what we learn from them that's important. So, I came back to the family operation and wanted to try it, figured I might be successful or fail, but at least I would take the chance and try. So.
Those are wonderful answers. It's a great perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Sydney, thank you for joining the podcast today and sharing some stories about your own operation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the AgBiz Cast. To learn more about the AgBiz Masters program, visit agbizmasters.com or check out our Facebook page. Tune in every 2 weeks to hear more stories from our graduates and partners. Thanks for listening.